WCQ, the Blue Ridge 2-meter nets. Your net control tonight is Alpha Kilo 4 Hotel Romeo, AK4HR. My name is Mike, and my location is Simpsonville, South Carolina. In the interest and promotion of amateur radio, this net is called nightly at 9 p.m. through the W4NYK repeater and is also available via Echolink node 545072. In the event of an emergency, this net may be activated. To top Caesar's Head Mountain, about 2 miles south of the North Carolina-South Carolina border near Highway 276. The repeater is an elevation of 3,500 feet and is owned and operated by the membership of the Blue Ridge Amateur Radio Society. All amateurs licensed to operate on this frequency are welcome and invited to check in. The Blue Ridge 2-meter net thanks the membership of the Blue Ridge Amateur Radio Society for allowing us to host our net on their repeater. Before we begin our check-ins tonight, does anyone have any formal or emergency traffic for the net? If so, please call AK4HR, Net Control. Formal or emergency traffic, does anyone have any announcements or bulletins for the good of the net? If so, please call AK4HR, Net Control. So far, so now we'll begin our roll call. Please remember, this is a directed net. All stations, with or without traffic, are invited to check in. You're requested to check in when your alphabetical group is called. When you check in, give your call sign, name, location, and signal your intent to remain on the net for the RAGCHU portion. Before we begin check-ins, again, we have that availability for folks that may not be available for the 9 o'clock net. I know everybody has different schedules, different things going on. So if you go to the frars.cc website, there is a form you can fill out that will actually get you checked in with us so we can kind of keep track of where everybody is. Not track, but keep updated for folks where they are, and that keeps us all in touch. But we're done here, and we'll move on to our RF and Echolink check-in. On the pre-net check-in, we've got Fred. That's Whiskey 4, Foxtrot, Charlie Mike. And Fred brings along with him his sweetheart, Miss Isla. That's November 4, India, Echo, India, N4IEI. And Fred and Isla are over in Traveler's Rest. Up next, we've got Andy up on Table Rock. That's KI4LZI. And always good to get Andy in here. Heard him a couple times throughout this week on the radio. Got that booming voice from up there on Table Rock, so glad he got checked in here. Up next, we've got Marshall, Whiskey 4, Mike, Kilo Hotel, W4MKH. Up next in the group, we've got Pat over in Malden, K4OSH, and always good to get Pat in here. Up next in the list, we've got Mel, Kilo 4 X-Ray, Mike Romeo, K4XMR. And Mike is showing up over in Prosperity, I think. Let me just verify that. Let me see, where am I looking? I'll have to look that up anyway, but I got him checked in here. Up next, we got Whiskey 2 Alpha Mike Delta, W2AMD. That's Andrew. Got Andrew over here in Simpsonville. Up next, we got Don. That's KG4PFI, and Don brings along his sweetheart, Miss Linda. That's KG4QLQ. And Don and Linda over in Piedmont, glad we got them signed in here. Up next, we've got KJ4UHF, that's Jack, and good to see Jack's call sign in there. Haven't seen him on there. Of course, I haven't been calling the net once every 5 weeks or so, but good to see Jack signed in there. Up next, we've got November 4, Whiskey Romeo Oscar, W4WRO, and that's Bill. And let's see, Bill is over, sorry, I can't read my own notes, over in Easley, so got Bill checked in there. Up next, we got Jim, that's goodness gracious, can't get my call signs out. Kilo Whiskey 4 Tango Sierra, KW4TS. And Jim, good to get you in here as well. Up next, we got our friend Bill over in Anderson, that's KC4W. Next on the list, we got Lloyd, Kilo Oscar 4 Papa X-Ray Bravo, KO4PXB. Almost to the bottom here. Up next, we've got Leroy. That's Kilo Alpha 5 Whiskey Lima Lima, KA5WLL. Leroy's over in Taylor's. And we've got two more here. Chris, that's Kilo Oscar 4 Romeo Uniform Romeo, KO4RUR. And last but not least in that group, we've got Tommy over in Greenville, Kilo Oscar 4 Kilo Foxtrot Sierra. Long pause there. We just wanted to make sure I refreshed one more time and got everybody signed in. Quite a few pre-net check-ins tonight, so good folks are taking advantage of that. Again, that functionality is there. If you're out of the area, can't get into Echolink, may not be around for the net. Gives you a chance to check in, make sure we got a little bit of contact with you, and just opens up one more opportunity for contact to get folks into the net. And appreciate those folks taking that opportunity. ahead since we've done the pre-check-ins, and we'll offer an opportunity for new hams. New hams in the area only. May not be familiar with the check-in procedures here on the net or just haven't checked into a net before and might need a little extra assistance checking in. Any new hams in the area wishing to check into the Blue Ridge 2-meter net, just key up your mic and say net control, and we'll get you logged in here. We have any new hams, but again, I always like to leave that opportunity for new folks that may not be familiar with the procedures. I know a lot of folks on the net are eager to check in? Not eager, anyway. But we know how to check into the nets and have been doing it for a while, so it's old hat for us. But for somebody picking up the mic for the first time or first couple of times, it may take a minute or two. So we just want to ease them into that process, get them used to picking up the mic. Because again, as I've been told, nobody knows you're there if you don't key up and speak. But anyway, all right, looks like we don't have any new check-ins for the evening, but we do have a few Echolink stations, so we'll go ahead and switch over to Echolink stations. Echolink stations only. Wishing to check into the Blue Ridge 2-meter net, please call AK4HR, net control.
AK4HR, good evening, Mike. Appreciate you calling the net tonight. Please check in Whiskey 4, Delta, Juliet, Whiskey, W4DJW. Dave Mobile in Charlotte this evening. Negative, negative.
K4HR. Good evening, Mike. Please check in. Kilo, Oscar, 4, November, November Hotel. KO4NNH. My name is Fred. I'm at my home in Pelzer tonight. 7:30 and all in the net. I'll be negative and negative tonight.
HR, net control for the Blue Ridge 2-meter net tonight. I had one more station there, but he might just signed in. I think he's might have just popped in there. But that Echolink station, if you just want to send me a text message, if you can't, or we'll pause here in a moment again and see if you want to check into the net tonight. But up first, I'd like to welcome Dave. That's Whiskey 4 Delta Juliet Whiskey W4DJW. And Dave, definitely be careful out there on the mobile up there in Charlotte tonight. And I appreciate, again, everything you do. Where's multiple hats for the club? Goodness gracious, busier than I don't know. You guys know the rest of that thing. But anyway, Dave, good to hear you, my friend. And I appreciate all you do for the good of the repeater of the club and keeping everything going for us, for sure. Up next on the Echolink node, we've got Fred. That's Kilo Oscar 4, November, November Hotel, KO4NNH. And Fred's at home in Pelzer tonight. So, Fred, appreciate you taking the time to check in with us. Definitely stay warm and safe tonight, my friend. Appreciate you taking the time to check in. All right, before we move on to the over-the-air check-ins, we'll give one more chance here. Echolink stations only wishing to check into the Blue Ridge 2-meter net tonight. Please call AK4HR, net control.
AK4HR, please check in Kilo November 4, Victor Whiskey Alpha, Steve and Inman, and I'll be negative and negative and listening in.
AK4HR, net control for the Blue Ridge 2-meter net. I'd like to welcome Steve tonight via the Echolink node. I guess I'm not used to seeing you out there on Echolink, Steve, but not a problem at all, my friend. Appreciate you taking the time to come by and check in with us. Always good to hear you, and appreciate you stopping by and making sure we got you logged in here. And, of course, I don't know if I said it. Steve's called Kilo November 4, Victor Whiskey Alpha, just to make sure I got you in there. But, Steve, good to hear you, my friend, and appreciate you checking in with us. Us through the Echolink node, new hams and our pre-check-in, so we'll go ahead and move on to the RF portion of our check-in tonight, and of course tonight being Saturday, getting my words confused here, we'll start with the Alpha through Delta group, A through D, beginning the suffix of your call, and you wish to check into the Blue Ridge 2-meter net, please call AK4HR, net control.
AK4HR. Evening, Mike. Please check in. Kilo, Kilo 4, Delta Mike Whiskey, Rick, and my wife, Kilo, Kilo 4, Oscar, November, Oscar, Lorena, and my daughter, Kilo Mike 4, Mike Oscar, Quebec, Michelle. We're all in Piedmont, and we'll all be negative and negative.
Good evening, Mike. Please check in. Kilo, Mike, 4, Bravo, Lima Hotel, KM4BLH. The name here is Kurt, Charlie Uniform, Romeo Tango, QTH is Greenville. I'll be negative and negative.
HR. Please check in, KI4DOS, Gary. Also, K3JOY. That's my pretty little bride, Joy. We're at home and easily. No traffic, no chew tonight. Good evening to you and all on the net.
I was there and acknowledged those stations that checked in there. A good start for our RF check-in tonight. Up first, we got Rick and his family. We've got Kilo 4, Delta Mike, that's Rick, and Rick brings along with his sweetheart, Miss goodness, getting your family confused here. Rick, let me start over there. Got you. And then his sweetheart, Miss Lorena. That's Kilo 4, Oscar November, Oscar, KK4ONO. And their daughter, Michelle, Kilo Mike 4, Mike Oscar, Quebec. And Rick, sounds good to have you in here. I appreciate you taking the time to come by and check in with us. Up next, we've got Kurt. That's Kilo Mike 4, Bravo Lima Hotel, KM4BLH. And Kurt, down in Greenville, appreciate you taking the time to check in with us. Up next, we've got our Wednesday night net controller and master of the classified net on Wednesday night. So definitely come back and check in with Gary as often as you can on Wednesdays. But, Gary, appreciate you coming by and checking in with us tonight on Saturday. We've got Kilo India 4, Delta Oscar Sierra, KI4DOS. And Gary brings along with him his sweetheart, Miss Joy. That's K3JOY, Kilo 3, Juliet Oscar Yankee. And, Gary, always good to hear you, my friend. Looking forward to hopefully doing face-to-face QSO with you a little bit next week. I think that's the third Saturday. Looking at my calendar, anyway. Yeah, on the 15th. I think we'll probably do a face-to-face QSO at the testing session if we can both make it over there, get our schedules synced up and that kind of thing. But anyway, Gary, appreciate you taking the time to come by and check in, and hope you and Miss Joy have a wonderful evening. All right, let's give one more call here for the Alpha through Delta group, A through D, beginning the suffix of your call. If you wish to check into the Blue Ridge 2-meter net tonight, please call AK4HR, net control.
Kilo Oscar 4, Uniform Lima, Papa. KO4QLP. I'm in Traverse Rest, South Carolina, and I'll be negative, and 7-3 to everyone on the net.
HR. Please check in Kilo Bravo 2, Bravo Yankee, Quebec. KB2, BYQ, Dave and Easley. I'll be negative tonight. Everybody have a good night.
Check-ins there as we move through the alphabet, the RF portion of our check-ins tonight. First, we had Alexander. That's Kilo Oscar 4, Uniform Lima Papa, KO4ULP. And Alexander, I hear you on the net, or not on the net, I hear you on the radio throughout the week, my friend, so I'm glad you came by and checked in with us tonight. Always good to get a call sign into my logs, and appreciate you taking the time to check in with us. Up next, we've got Dave. That's Kilo Bravo 2, Bravo Yankee Quebec, KB2BYQ. And Dave, good to hear you as well. Appreciate you taking the time to come by here, check in with us. Sounds like you might be rounding out our Alpha through Delta group for tonight, but that's not a problem. We'll keep taking check-ins as long as we can. And again, so we'll head down just a little bit further. Echo through Hotel, E through H, beginning the suffix of your call. If you wish to check into the Blue Ridge 2-meter net tonight, please call AK4HR, net control.
In Kilo Oscar 4, Hotel Kilo X-ray, KO4HKX. That's Patrick in Penrose, North Carolina, and I will be in and out tonight. Thank you.
HR, net control for the Blue Ridge 2-meter net tonight. Looking for check-ins through the Echo Through Hotel group. Got a couple good check-ins there. First, I'd like to welcome Patrick. That's Kilo Oscar 4, Hotel Kilo X-ray, KO4HKX. And Patrick's over in Penrose. So, Patrick, appreciate you taking the time to check in with us. And up next, we've got our friend Gene. Gene, sounding good into the repeater tonight. Always good to hear you, my friend. Gene's call, Whiskey 4, Foxtrot Hotel Juliet, W4FHJ. And Gene, again, those voices I always like to hear, and yours is one of them. There's quite a few when they're checking in. I can start talking or typing in my log before the call sign finishes, so I always like folks to have been here and checked in with me. Kind of feels like I've got a head start anyway. But Gene, appreciate you taking the time to check in with us. Hope you guys are staying warm and safe. All right, let's give one more call here. Echo through Hotel before we move on down the alphabet. E through H, beginning the suffix of your call. If you wish to check into the Blue Ridge 2-meter net, please call AK4HR, net control. pause normally means we have everybody in the Echo through Hotel group, so we'll slide the alphabet a little further. India through Lima, I through L, beginning the suffix of your call. If you wish to check into the Blue Ridge 2-meter net, please call AK4HR, net control.
HR, you can start writing. This is Kilo, Kilo 4, Juliet, Foxtrot, Oscar, and I'm James, and I'm up here on this mountain in Tuxedo, North Carolina. Be negative and negative, and say 73s for each one of you.
Mark, hope you and the family are doing good. Please check in, Whiskey 4, India, Oscar, Echo, see it in Fletcher, North Carolina. Thank you for calling that, Mike. Good evening to you and your family, and good evening to everyone on the net. No Frederick, no comment.
K4HR. Well, it's always good to hear you call the net. Please check in. Kilo, Kilo 4. Juliet, Bravo, Quebec. This is Larry. Also, my wife Donna. Kilo, Charlie, 4. Mike, Foxtrot, Kilo. We make our home in Greer. Mark us in and out, if you would, please. Everyone, have a good night. 7-3.
HR, please check in Kilo Oscar 4, Juliet Kilo Victor, that's KO4JKV, Duncan in Asheville, North Carolina, no traffic, no comment, and good evening to you and everybody on the net.
Check-ins there for the India through Lima group, and James, I started writing as soon as I got to this group. I got four of you in there before I, just by hearing the first person come in. Anyway, I guess I shouldn't be giving up all my tricks and secrets, but anyway, James, appreciate you taking the time to come in and check in with us. James Callsign, Kilo Kilo 4, Juliet Foxtrot Oscar, KK4 JFO, and James is up there on the mountain in Tuxedo, North Carolina, and James, appreciate you coming by and checking in. And of course, James, I can always usually start typing Sid because he usually comes in right behind you. So I appreciate you checking in with us, James, and then got Sid here as well. Whiskey 4 India Oscar Echo W4IOE. And Sid, haven't talked to you in the new year, so again, and everybody else on the net, like to wish you all a happy new year and appreciate you folks coming by and checking in with us. And Sid, hope you and your family are doing well and staying warm and safe with all the stuff going on out there these days. But Sid, appreciate you taking the time to come by, and always good to hear you, my friend. Up next, we've got Larry. That's Kilo Kilo 4, Juliet Bravo, Quebec, KK4JBQ. And Larry, as I was always saying, love to hear the voices I'm familiar with and new voices all the same. But, Larry, you are one I'm always looking for, so I'm glad we get down here and get you checked in. Larry brings along his sweetheart, Miss Donna. That's Kilo Charlie 4, Mike Foxtrot Kilo. And, Larry, appreciate you coming by, checking in, and feel free to come back and check in as often as you can. Love hearing you check in and bringing Miss Donna along as well. And last but not least in that group, we've got Duncan up in Asheville. That's Kilo Oscar 4, Juliet Kilo Victor, KO4JKB. And Duncan, you're sounding good up in Asheville, my friend. Appreciate you coming by and checking in with us again. And wondering if you might be the last in our India through Lima group here, but not a problem either way. We'll keep taking check-ins as long as we can. But Duncan, always good to hear you, and appreciate you stopping by and checking in with us as well. All right, we'll get one more call, India through Lima, I through L, before we move on down the alphabet. I through L, beginning the suffix of your call. If you wish to check into the Blue Ridge 2-meter net, please call AK4HR, net control.
Please check in Kilo Golf 4, Lima Papa Foxtrot, Sam in Slab Town. Have a good night. Good to hear you, Mike. Glad to be back on the net.
Thought maybe somebody had keyed up there after you. I was just waiting to see if somebody else was going to come in there on your coattails. But, Sam, good to hear you from over in Slab Town. That's Kilo Golf 4, Lima Papa Foxtrot, KG4LPF. And, Sam, you're doing a good job making it up the repeater on this cold night. I'm thinking we're keeping the finals warm up there. I'll keep talking, and hopefully everything will keep working. Not that that's usually a problem. But, anyway, Sam, appreciate you coming by and checking in with us. Always good to hear you, my friend. All right, checking the Echolink node. It looks like we've got everybody acknowledged over there, so we'll move to the Mike through Papa group. M through P, beginning the suffix of your call. If you wish to check into the Blue Ridge 2-meter net tonight, please call AK4HR, net control.
Net control. Kilo India 4, Mike Romeo Alpha, Fred and Greer, negative and negative. 7-3 is gone.
Net control, please check in. Whiskey Baker 4, Mike Oscar Uniform. Ron, we're located in Pickens. No traffic, and we'll be in and out.
4HR. 4HR, please check in. November 2, Oscar Golf, Scott in Greenville, negative and negative.
Sure. Great to hear you call us a day again tonight. Please check in Kilowatt 4, Oscar India Mike, Walt, Bureau Lake, Bowen, and Inman. I'll be negative and negative, but I know what you mean Tuesday night when I call the net. I got several of them. I think got them logged in, wrote down before they even get the call sign out. Again, Happy New Year, and great to hear you again, Mike.
Check-ins there for the Mike through Papa group. Scrolling back up the log here. First, like to welcome Fred. That's Kilo India 4, Mike Romeo Alpha, KI4 MRA. And Fred, appreciate you taking the time to come by and check in with us. Up next in that group, Whiskey Bravo 4, Mike Oscar Uniform, WB4 MOU. And Ron, appreciate you taking the time to check in over there in Pickens, I think you said. And up next in the group, we've got Scott. That's November 2, Oscar Gulf. Goodness, I can't get my phonetics out here. November 2, Oscar Gulf, M2OG. Scott, sorry for that. I'll do better next time you check in with me to get that call sign out the first time. But, Scott, appreciate you taking the time to check in with us. And sounding good up on the mountain tonight. Last but not least, another one of our net controllers. That's Walt. That's Kilo 4 Oscar India Mike, K4OIM. Yeah, Walt, sometimes I'll get my call signs messed up and kind of have to go back and scratch out some stuff. But try and get as many off of memory as I can, but sometimes it doesn't work out the way I want to. I've always told me the only one you really have to remember is yours. So sometimes I'm doing good just to do that. But, Walt, appreciate you taking the time to come by, my friend. Good to hear from you, and Happy New Year to you and yours as well. All right, let's go ahead and move down the alphabet just a little bit further. We'll go to the Quebec through Tango group, Q through T, beginning the suffix of your call. If you wish to check into the Blue Ridge 2-meter net, please call AK4HR, net control.
10, Kilo Oscar 4, Romeo Alpha X-ray. This is Jim in Dacusville, and I'll be negative and negative.
4HR. KO4QLG, that's Kilo Oscar 4, Quebec, Lima Golf. My name is Chris. I'm in Liberty, and I will be negative and negative.
HR. And Kilo Oscar 4, Romeo Yankee Papa, KO4RYP. My name is Anna, and I'm at home in Campobello. Please also check in my husband, Chad, Kilo Oscar 4, November Uniform Echo, KO4MUE. He is also at home in Campobello. I will be negative and negative tonight, and so will Chad. Thank you.
Full, please check in KE6TCG, Harry in Taylor's.
I'll pause there again. You guys know I can't do two things at one time, so I'm writing and thinking and trying to key up all at the same time, and it wasn't working for me. But up first, I'd like to welcome Jim. That's Kilo Oscar 4 Romeo Alpha X-ray, KO4RAX. And Jim, appreciate you taking the time to check in with us. Sounding good into the repeater tonight. Up next, we've got Chris. That's Kilo Oscar 4 Quebec Lima Golf, KO4QLG. Same thing with you, Chris. Appreciate you coming by and checking in with us. Good to hear these KO4 call signs coming in here. Again, I only call the net scheduled every 4 or 5 weeks. I think in 5-week rotation now. So good to hear these call signs coming in. Definitely makes my new year a little bit brighter to come into the net and get all these check-ins. I'm thinking I might have a pretty good number of check-ins tonight, so I appreciate all you folks sticking with me and checking in tonight. Up next, we've got Anna. That's Kilo Oscar 4, Romeo Yankee Papa, KO4RYP. And Anna brings along her sweetheart, Chad. That's Kilo Oscar 4, November Uniform Echo, KO4NUE. and appreciate you coming by and checking in with us tonight, Anna, and bringing Chad along. And always good to hear you both on the radio. I know Chad I hear quite often, and good to hear you coming by and checking in with us as well. Appreciate y'all stopping by and getting logged in here on my net tonight. Good to hear you, and hope you guys are staying warm and healthy, and we'll talk again first chance we get. And again, last person in that group was Harry. That's Kilo Echo 6 Tango Charlie Golf, KE6TCG. And Harry's over in Taylor. So, Harry, good to get you signed in here. Looks like this might be the first time you've signed in, at least on my net tonight. But, again, just as a reminder, we run this night 365 days a year, our net every night, 365 days a year. Can't talk tonight as usual. And at 9 o'clock. So definitely come back and check in as often as you can. And when you're in the area, we definitely love folks to check in over RF. But if you're out of the area, we've got Echolink and, again, the functionality on the website where you can check in there as well. But Harry, sounding good into the repeater. Appreciate you stopping by and checking in with us tonight. A little long-winded there. Just had to take a breath. So we'll go ahead and check one final time. Quebec through Tango, Q through T, beginning the suffix of your call. And you wish to check into the Blue Ridge 2-meter net tonight, please call AK4HR Net Control. Have everybody in the Quebec through Tango, so we'll head to that Ever Patient group. Run a little late, usually like to try and get there by 9:30, but uniform through Zulu, U through Z, beginning the suffix of your call, and you wish to check into the Blue Ridge 2-meter net tonight, please call AK4HR, net control.
Net check in Kilo X-ray 4, Yankee Mike, Scott, Greenville, negative, negative. Also my bride, Kilo Oscar 4, Alpha Charlie Delta. And my daughter, Kilo Oscar 4, India, Lima, India, both named Mary. 73 is Dolph. Thanks for calling in tonight, Mike.
4HR, I'd like to welcome Scott. That's Kilo X-ray 4, Yankee Mike. And Scott, you've got that call sign that's just at the end of the alphabet. Mine's kind of in the middle. Kind of spreads it out a little bit. But Scott, was looking for you. I knew we'd get to you eventually, so apologize for, especially on Saturday night when the uniform through Zulu, one night we'll have to flip it up or something. But anyway, Scott, appreciate you coming by and checking in with us tonight. That's Kilo X-ray 4, Yankee Mike. And Scott brings along his family, Miss Mary. Sweetheart, that's Kilo Oscar 4 Alpha Charlie Delta, KO4ACD, and their daughter, Miss Mary. That's Kilo Oscar 4 India, Lima, India. And Scott, sounding good into the repeater, my friend. Appreciate you taking the time to come by and check in with us. Zulu, U through Z, beginning the suffix of your call, and you wish to check into the Blue Ridge 2-meter net, please call AK4HR Net Control. Long pause means we have everybody for that group. So we'll go ahead and open it up to the big group before we secure the formal portion of the net. Alpha through Zulu, A through Z, beginning the suffix of your call. And you wish to check into the Blue Ridge 2-meter net tonight, please call AK4HR Net Control.
Please check in Kilo 2, Romeo, Charlie, Lima, K2, RCL, be Russell out of Tigerville, and I'll be negative and negative tonight.
K4HR. Check in K1CJW, that's Kilo 1 Charlie Juliet Whiskey. The handle is rolling and we're in Pickens, and good evening to all.
Perhaps not a turn, this is Kilo 4 X-ray Bravo, K4XB. Tommy, Southern Greenville County, I'll be negative and negative. Good evening to you and everyone on net.
HR, net control for the Blue Ridge 2-meter net tonight. Another good group of check-ins there as we get into the bottom half of the hour here. Up first, I'd like to welcome Russell. That's Kilo 2, Romeo, Charlie, Lima, K2RLC. And Russell's over in Taylor's. Appreciate you taking the time to come by and check in with us tonight, Russell. Up next, we've got Roland. That's Kilo 1, Charlie, Juliet, Whiskey, K1CJW. And Roland, appreciate you taking the time to check in with us. Always good to hear you. And last but not least in that group, our friend Tommy down in Southern Greenville County. That's K4XB, Kilo 4 X-ray Bravo. Tommy, always good to hear you, my friend. Appreciate you coming by and checking in with us. Sounding good from down there in the southern part of the county. So definitely stay safe and warm, and appreciate you coming by and checking in with us. All right, let's give one more call here for the big group, Alpha through Zulu, before we secure the formal portion of that. A through Z in the suffix of your call, and you wish to check into the Blue Ridge 2-meter net, please call AK4HR Net Control. alphabetic groups at least one time and open it up to the big group for several calls for some late check-ins, and not hearing any for the moment. So this is AK4HR now securing the formal portion of our net with our thanks to all stations that have checked in. All stations wishing to secure may do so. Normally at this point we begin the RAGCHU portion of our net, but I don't have anybody signed in for RAGCHU, which is not a problem. I understand people got things going on, stuff going on Saturday night, and again, I got a pretty good number of check-ins tonight, but we'll keep the net open for a couple more minutes, which probably means you'll have to listen to me talk for a few moments, but anyway, let's give one more call here. Alpha through Zulu, A through Z, beginning the suffix of your call. You wish to check into the Blue Ridge 2-meter net tonight, please call AK4HR, net control. Go ahead, Jack.
AK4HR, can I make a quick QSO with KC4EZN, Mr. Harry?
Mission check.
EZN, KO4NUE. EZN, KO4NUE. Net control, I'll give it back to you.
Well, my friend, sorry he didn't get back to you, and it sounds like we might be wrapping up here in just a few minutes, so maybe he'll come back and you know, be back on the radio. Maybe had to refresh that cup of coffee or something, walk dog, that kind of thing. Hopefully he'll be back here in just a few minutes, but hopefully we'll be wrapping up here in just a few moments, and we'll probably be returning the repeater back to normal use here in just a few minutes, but I'll make a few more calls, and then we'll close down the net, and you guys can have the repeater back. Over.
KO4NUE, I'll be clear, but standing by.
HR, net control for the Blue Ridge 2-meter net tonight. Looking for additional check-ins before we secure Alpha through Zulu, A through Z, beginning the suffix of your call. You wish to check into the Blue Ridge 2-meter net tonight, please call AK4HR, net control.
AK4HR, net control. Please check in KT4NWE. That's Kilo Golf 4, November, Whiskey Echo. I'm in Chester County. Name is Ralph, Romeo Oscar Sierra Sierra. Enough for the net. Just checking.
Now Kilo Oscar 4, Echo Yankee Victor. That's KO4EYV. The name is David. I am mobile passing through Mountville, South Carolina. 73 to you and everyone today.
Check-ins there. Let me go ahead and acknowledge those folks just in case David runs out from under the umbrella of the repeater. Goodness, can't talk. It's too late for me tonight. Up first, I'd like to welcome Ross. That's Kilo Golf 4, November, Whiskey Echo, NG4NWE. And Ross is over in Chester. Ross, you're making a good trip up to the repeater, so appreciate you coming by and checking in with us. And up next, we got David out there on the mobile. That's Kilo Oscar 4 Echo Yankee Victor, KO4EYV. And David, appreciate you taking the time to check in with us on the mobile. Definitely be safe out there, and come back and check in as often as you can. All right, let's give one more call here. Alpha through Delta. Oh, goodness, can't even remember where I am in my place. Alpha through Zulu, A through Z, beginning the suffix of your call. And you wish to check into the Blue Ridge 2-meter net tonight, please call AK4HR, net control. Phone pause means we have everybody, but I'll give one final call here. Alpha through Zulu, A through Z, beginning the suffix of your call. And you wish to check into the Blue Ridge 2-meter net tonight, please call AK4HR, net control. Might have everybody for this first Saturday night for me of the 2022 calendar year, so I appreciate that everybody coming by and checking in again. Again, I'll have to go back and check the numbers here, but looks like a pretty good net for me tonight. I know the numbers have been coming up, so I appreciate everybody checking in with us. I know all the other net controllers do, and again, it's good to hear voices and friendly faces on the radio when we come in here and run this net. And again, appreciate everybody who came by and checked in with us, but I'll give one final call. Haven't missed anyone for comments or check-ins. Please call AK4HR, net control.
Kilo Golf 4, Mike Uniform Kilo, KG4MUK, it's Wayne over in Seneca.
AK4HR, I'd like to welcome Wayne tonight. Hey, Wayne, haven't heard you in a while, but again, that's most of the time my problem, not anybody else's. I just haven't been at the radio or in the shack as much as I need to be or would like to be. But Wayne, like to welcome you again. KG4MUK, Kilo Golf 4, Mike Uniform Kilo. And Wayne, sounds like you might be rounding out the net here and just in by the skin of your teeth. But appreciate you coming by and getting logged in here. Always good to hear you. K4HR, give one final call here. Alpha through Zulu. Hate to shut down if anybody wants to check in. One final call here. Alpha through Zulu, A through Z, beginning the suffix of your call. Wish to check into the Blue Ridge 2-meter net. Please call AK4HR, net control. It normally indicates we've got everybody, so one more time. If I missed anyone for comments or check-ins before we close down the net, please call AK4HR, net control. We have everybody for the night. Up next on the schedule is Mark, W2MJB, and I know he'd appreciate everybody coming by and checking in with him again tomorrow night. Again, had a good net tonight. I'll have to go back and look through my net reports and see, but had 55 check-ins for me tonight, which is really good for Saturday night, so hopefully those numbers will continue as we move into 2022. So I'd like to, again, thank everybody who's checked in with me tonight, and again, always good to hear my friends when I come back in and get on the radio and run the net tonight. So one last time, appreciate everybody checking in. If everybody will stand by, I'll pass my net report electronically. 4HR now securing the Blue Ridge 2-meter net with our thanks for everyone again who's taking the time to check in. Remember and do your best and try and keep the magic RF smoke inside the components where it belongs and come back and check in again tomorrow night. We'll now return the repeater back to normal amateur use. 73, good night, God bless.
OIM, KO4NUE.
UE, K4OIM. How you going tonight, Jim?
Oh, I'm doing pretty good. What you doing? You down in the shack tonight?
Trying to do a little CW, but most of it must be all digital, some kind of digital contest tonight. They got the whole band covered up, Chad.
Well, I'm just going to let you know, me and Anna went up to Brevard today, and we stopped by, I guess it's an antique store. It was actually a architectural salvage store, but it had a bunch of, you know, antiques and stuff in there. And had a big glass display case with just old knickknacks and things, you know, so on and so forth in there. But I thought of you because they had a whole telegraph key in there. It was the straight key. It had some pretty old looking components on it. I don't know how old the thing was, but it had some type of homemade looking potentiometer on it and some weird looking connectors on the back of it. Mounted on an oak board. And the board had a bunch of insect holes in it, so I'm just going to let you know I saw that and thought about you today.
I put a pot on it, but I've never seen a key with a pot on it unless it's trying to build some kind of a key to go with it. Do you know how much they wanted for it?
Yeah, I think they had a $45 price tag on it. I thought about getting the thing, but I just I'd have to tear it apart to use it, and I just decided to leave it. But I just thought I'd let you know. I saw it up there. It was pretty neat looking.
Don't you get like me? You want to buy all this old stuff you see? It is so nice to look at. But before you know it, you're going to be overrun with the stuff. But it's a great hobby. I like the old antique stuff. I bought a meter from this guy, I don't know. It's been about a year ago. His father-in-law had died, and he had a TV shop. And from looking at the picture he showed me on the... I don't know if he sent it on QRZ or not, but I thought it was an old Simpson 260. I met a guy, I went and picked him up, but man, this thing went back further than that. It was made by Precision Instruments back in the 30s, I think, 20s or 30s. Big old heavy thing, but he didn't have the leads for it. And then he had another ohm meter that was in a Bakelite case and all, and it was from back in the 20s and 30s. I got to put me another shelf up in here and get all that old stuff out and put it up there and display it. I might as well put this red rider key I was going to give you up there. You're never going to come get the thing.
KI4LZI. Not telling him about not getting all that old stuff. You know what you found out about parts. It's not you want to keep this stuff as original as possible, but sometimes you can't.
Make sure I got it. How are you tonight? This is part of the reason I contacted Walt was I've been looking through your books that you gave me. And so, Andy, I ordered a set of ARRL, the whole volume books off online for a Christmas present for myself. And some of it I just can't make heads or tails of. But this book you gave me, I don't know when the thing was written. I'm assuming it was in the 80s or early 90s because it's got a Commodore, a picture of a Commodore 64 in it. And, I mean, it's written differently. I don't know why it's different, but some of it I can understand. So I think I'm gonna use this for a basis for the next antenna. So I just wanted to say, hey, thank you for the books. I am using them, and they're very interesting to read. Which leads me to the next question, Walt. I have got some inbound antenna questions. Do you want me to push those to Tuesday night?
Wait on Barry to help me out with that. He knows, boy, he knows antennas like Andy knows repeater frequencies. AK4OIM.
Josie, it's a handbook. It's from the handbook on that one was from 1989. That other one they had that was involved with the novice program, I'm not exactly certain on the date, but they hadn't issued novice for thousands, so that novice information was pre-2000, but that handbook is 1989 handbook.
KO4NUE, let me see if I got it. Andy, here's what I'm noticing. So the books you gave me from the late 80s, early 90s, this is my interpretation of what I'm seeing, is that the diagrams and the build plans in the book you gave me, you can tell that that's a different generation of operators, because evidently some of the people that wrote this book back then, they had some skills, and I don't mean just, you know, an electrical engineer. They had some fabrication skills, because there's pretty explicit plans in here where, you know, measurements and mechanical drawings and things like that. Whereas in the books that I got from ordered last month, the newer versions, there's hardly any of that. It's just, you know, this book you gave me shows, okay, here's the theory, here's the principle, here's how you build it, with the drawings, and here's what you should see after you build it, which, you know, that's pretty nice. I mean, I'm kind of liking that.
KI4LCFID. Well, if you look in the right chapter on that, it'll give you information about repeaters and all up to that point of when that book was published in 1989 as well, about DTMF tones for auto patches back in the 80s and late 70s, before the internet and cell phones out, the auto patch on these repeaters. Today it's obsolete, but back then there was a lot of usage on that. So yeah, those books are dated to a certain degree. You're correct about that. And back in those days, you had to, as Walter tell you, of course, they started the VE program about 84, 85. Then I'm not real sure when they brought the no-code tech online exactly. I'm sure about that, whether that was the 90s or late 80s or when, but as Walter tell you himself, back in those days, you had to be a whole lot more skilled about it. And if you went back to Ray Allison's, when it passed away back in May, when he got his license, you had to be very skilled, because you got very little pre-built gear, and you pretty much had to put everything together as kids. Am I not right, Walt? K4OIM, KI4LZI.
LZI, KO4NUE, K4OIM. Yeah, Chad, it's like I was saying, talking to somebody the other day on your back when I got into it. Some commercial radios were starting to come around, like Kenwood and I believe it was ICOM. That's about the time Autocraft went out of business. Then they finally come back to the Electrocraft. But back then, even up into the 70s, you had to be a doctor or a lawyer or something to have the money to buy commercial radio equipment. We went around to all those radio and TV shops, which ain't around anymore. And they had TVs in there that wasn't worth fixing, and they were glad to give them to you, get them out of the way. You take them home and you strip them things down, and boy, you got that big power transformer in there. You had something. But you had to know metal fabrication, because there wasn't many companies around that sold chassis. And it was a whole lot different back in those days, Andy. Go ahead, Chad, pick it up. K4NUE, K4OIM.
Pretty good set of plans in here for a Yagi. On HF side, two or three different types actually, and there's a mechanical drawing in here that says you know, how to attach the reflector and the driven element. I mean, it shows you, you know, braze here. And this is what the joint should look like. And I mean, that's kind of right up my alley. It kind of makes things kind of simple. So, all kind of plans about dipoles, just any kind of antenna, you know, you could possibly want to build. It's all in here. So, I am thoroughly enjoying the books, Andy. And like I said, I appreciate you giving them to me. It's a real treasure to have these.
Tell the CI, well, that 1989 handbook come from out here at the Pickens Flea Market, and that other one come from down there at the Ham Fest down at Darwin Wright Park down at Anderson. I just picked them up for next to nothing, because I'm still curious myself about things, and them up for practically nothing and brought them home, and I've got one or two other handbooks here still already, so I had plenty of handbooks. Don't really have the room for a lot of this stuff, so I went ahead and let you have one, and I got another one here, handbook, but from 1974, and another one from 2011, the newest one I got from a silent key that used to be in the group over here that passed away 3 or 4 years ago. Let's see. Whoever's take it. I done lost track momentarily.
Bro, I am Friday. Ted, I found out back when I was working and making good money, I'd buy a new handbook, an antenna book from the ARRL every year. And I got to compare them from 1 year to the next. There wasn't hardly any difference on the information that's in there. Since everything went from tubes to transistors, most of the stuff that's in there now, it's the same with their magazine, QST. They don't have any projects in there hardly at all that you can build yourself. Back when I got into it, man, you had to build your own transmitter. You had to build your own receiver. Yeah, man, when I got to where I could bought my first transceiver, I believe it was an ICOM 751. A, or either 251A, and man, I was happy with that thing. When I got into it, you were what they call rock bound. As a novice, you couldn't use a BFO, you had to use crystals. That's why they said you were rock bound. And crystals back then were, I don't know, about $7 a piece. That was a whole day's work for me. I'm working up at Lewis and Drive-In, curb hopping. And on a good night, I might make $4 or $5 in tips. But, man, I hit all the TV shops I could find. And they'd usually stack them up over there in the corner somewhere when they seen me coming. I'd get my daddy to take me up there to one record and radio TV shop across in front of the old police station up there in Greer. And they would load me up. And daddy built me about a 12 by 12 building out there in the back. I had that thing full of stuff. But, thinking about it, I enjoyed them old days. You had to learn. You couldn't memorize stuff like you can now. You can go online with hamtest.com and take that test and keep taking it till you finally pass it and go get your license and not even open up a book. So, it's all memorized now. KI4LZI. Oh, you didn't come in to get your license. What was it, up into the 90s, Andy?
KI4LZI. I ran into W4AKG and W4TWX out at the flea market in 05 that summer, and AK told me that the rules had changed and about the no code tech thing, and about it, he picked me up a book up there at Shelby, brought it back to me, and I studied it, and in October went down there at the Red Cross building and got my tech license then. I'd been listening for every day, but I've got this hearing issue, and trying to copy CW is almost impossible. You was talking about rock-bound crystal-controlled stuff, and I didn't have this 8900 for just to be. I didn't get it to March, but AK gave me an old Clegg Mark III, 2 meter rig, it's crystal controlled, and doesn't have a tongue board in it. Luckily, it had crystals all in it for this repeater, 8-2, and I got another set of crystals for it for 7-9, and I already had 5-2 simplex crystals in it, and got another couple of sets of simplex crystals, and that's what I was using here on 2 meters before I got this $8,900 I'm on now. And that 1989 book that he's got, their handbook, it's got a section in there on vacuum tube technology in it, but you got to look when that was, back in 1989, well, now you probably won't find nothing in that today, but that was a 1989 handbook. Go ahead, Chad, KI4LZI.